It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO as we get set for Friday Night Lights, Under the Lights here at Unitigo High School as Unitigo is hosting the BG Bobcats. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And boy, Tim, should be a good one here. Two teams, both in the division. It's always a lot of fun when we have these local rivalries. And a lot on the line as they try to keep pace with some of the teams that are at the top of the division looking for those top two playoff spots.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, the neat thing is, and I remember this, you're too young for this, the Sus East, they were really big rivals in the Sus East for many, many years as well. So, you know, it's something that's gone on and on and on, and it's still here, so it should be great.
And, you know, sometimes with the Class C and D classification now, you lose some of these local rivalries. You see BG not playing Sydney this year. Of course, we did Unitigo and Sydney a couple of weeks ago. But sometimes you're losing those local rivalries, so when they do get together, it's almost extra special now.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, it's almost like the 80s get together and say, hey, if we have to throw an extra game in, you know, get these games on the schedule because they do mean so much to all the fans.
Certainly set to be a good one. Unitigo, of course, coming in at 0-3, but, boy, their schedule has really been a bear this year, and they played probably their best ball of the year in a loss last Saturday at Walton, 44-28. If they play like that again here tonight under their lights at their home field, we could be in for another great showing from Unitigo.
Yeah, they're definitely a good team, and they're a quick strike offense, you know, and they have a very good defense. And the thing is you go back to the game that we did here with against Sydney, there was a couple bounces. They go the other way. You know, we are in a different game that night. So, you know, I don't think they're very proud up here at Unitigo, and I think they're going to give us a good show, and I know BG is going to be right there with them too.
BG, when we saw them 2 weeks ago, an 8-0 shutout of Delhi, really strong defensively last week. Again, some bounces didn't go their way against Unadilla Valley, and they had a tough one there, looking to rebound here tonight against Unitigo. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll hear from Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney, get his thoughts on the Spartans and some of the injuries that they've had and what they need to do at home here tonight against Bainbridge-Guilford. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. Friday night football here on CDO as the BG Bobcats travel up to take on the Unitego Spartans, joined by Spartans head coach Frank McCroney. As always, coach, thanks for joining us. Has to be exciting after a week away to get back in front of your home fans here, and always a good divisional rivalry here with BG.
It's going to be good to get home, and we're looking forward to the game on Friday night, expecting a tough battle with the Bobcats.
Coach, you're coming off a tough loss over at Walton, but I really thought your guys hung in there and played really well. Your thoughts on the game against Walton, which has really shaped up to be a pretty good rivalry between the two schools over the last few years.
I was very proud of the whole team, guys that didn't play much and the guys on the field. I was especially proud of our line, defensive line, and our linebacking core. I thought they did a good job. You know, you're not going to really shut down Walton's run game. Jim does a good job preparing his guys, no matter who he has or what. You know, they're fundamentally sound. They know what they're doing. They fire off the ball. But I thought we contained it where we had to make them work a little bit. But the energy level was the best it's been all year, and we just got to keep that energy level high going into these next divisional games.
Have to bring up your senior quarterback, Josh Firebend. Seems to be breaking Section 4 records every week now, as he was able to break the Section 4 all-time touchdown pass record. I know he was in and out of the game with an injury, but really seemed to stick in there, and have to be proud of him for getting that record.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the school is, coaching staff, the program, the community, everybody is proud of what he's accomplished. He's also had some really good receivers and linemen backs around him. He's had a very good supporting cast, and he's very appreciative of that, too. But we're not looking back at that. We want to go in and try to get a win this week and try to compete in the division. Then at the end of the year, we'll sit back and reflect on all that, the records and all the other things. But right now, he's focused on getting a win.
Coach, your thoughts on BG coming in, a team that's coming off a tough loss themselves to Unadilla Valley, but certainly has some weapons like quarterback Austin Carr and running back Ben Bavar. What do you think you need to do to try to shut down them as they come in to your home field here this Friday night?
I think we have to kind of do what we did last week, and that's play with a great amount of energy. We got to shut down the counter and the trap. That's the first and foremost for them. They're big and strong up front, you know, so we got to deal with that as well. But they have good backs, and defensively, I saw them play against Delhi, and their scheme was a good scheme against that type of offense. You know, and we kind of spread it out like they did against Bainbridge. So, you know, we've had to adjust our game plan a little bit this week. I think we're going to see more zone than man. So when we throw the ball around now, it's a little, I don't know if it's more difficult for Josh, but it's just, he has to be a little bit more patient, kind of take what the defense will give him. You know, they're big and strong, and we're going to have a work cut out for us.
Coach, your team is 0-3. What has the message been? Because, you know, I truly think you guys are still a very talented team and could make a nice run here. But sitting at 0-3, what has been the message going forward? Do you take it a game at a time, or really, what is the message?
The message is take it a practice at a time. Right now, we have to not only be high energy during the game, but we have to build during the week to that point. Focus and practice. Don't take anything for granted. Get our fundamental work done, you know, get our teamwork done, and concentrate and just, you know, be prepared by Friday and then go out and play football.
Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend against BG.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back live from Unitigo High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO as both teams heading out to midfield here, Tim, for the coin toss tonight. And, boy, beautiful weather. We were talking about this before we went on the air. These first 4 weeks of the season, knock on wood, have been excellent. Hope it continues.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, we've been doing games for a couple years here now, and I know there's been a couple of nights in early September where we were, like, yes, bundled up like we were running the Iditarod.
Right.
You know, and, I mean, this is just amazing. The weather that we've had in this area for the last month and a half has just been phenomenal, and it's been absolutely fantastic for football. And, you know, these people are treated to a great, great game every night.
Well, they're working on the coin toss right now. Just one note out there is number two, Kyle Spaulding. He's not suited up for tonight's game, and unfortunately, I got confirmation today, he will be out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Senior season, you just hate to see that happen. I mean, the injury bug between Kyle Spaulding and as well as Dawson Wilsey has been very tough this year on the Spartans.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, they're two key positions, and they're very, very good leaders of the team, you know, and they definitely are going to be missed. But you know what? This is when somebody else steps up and becomes the leader for, you know, and takes the reins. So
we will certainly miss Kyle during the rest of football season. We wish him well. We know tonight will be a tough night for him to have to stay over there and watch. We're also going to miss him during basketball. Heck of a basketball player. We'll hope, you know, he can get back for baseball, because I know the recovery is 6 to 8 months. So we'll wish the best for Unitigo's Kyle Spaulding, as well as Dawson Wilsey, who I know who just had surgery just a couple of days ago, I believe, and he had multiple tears in the knee. So
yeah,
you just never know these days. Certainly tough. So Unitigo is going to kick off to BG here. BG will go right to left to start things off. BG in the road, white uniforms with the navy blue pants and the navy blue helmet, says BG in white lettering on the side there. Unitigo is in the black pants and the green tops with the white helmet with the U logo that they've gone with the last few years on the side of the helmet there. So here's the kickoff, and it'll be fielded here by the Bobcats. They'll pick it up. Nice field position here. This is Austin Capolupo. He's going to get to midfield all the way into Unitigo territory and rope down at the 35-yard line. Heck of a star here. Austin Capolupo with the return.
Great, great run. He caught it on the move. I mean, it was a line drive kick. He came up, right, got the ball, picked it up about the 25, I would say, and found a little seam and took it right up the left sideline. Great job.
And so now we'll get our first look at the BG offense led by the junior quarterback, number 20, Austin Carr. Capolupo is one of their main weapons, along with Ben Bavar and as well as wide receiver Zach Wiemet. So here they are coming out in the shotgun, going right to left. A man in motion here, and Carr is going to have a QB keeper. He's already in Unitigo territory, and he'll work it up for about 5 yards here. So Carr on the QB keeper. First play of the contest here, of course, scoreless between Unitigo and BG.
Carr and Mr. Jake DeJoy just had a nice little collision there on the corner. Carr said, if you're going to tackle me, you're going to feel it. So here it is.
Boy, Austin Carr, just as tough as they come, he was a running back last year. They've kind of converted him into the QB and heck of a wrestler, too. So not afraid of getting down and dirty out there for the Bobcats,
as evidenced on that play.
Here's a 2nd and 6. Carr in the shotgun again. And BG is on the 30-yard line in Unitego territory. Another QB keeper, this time to the right. Back up the middle, and another pickup of 3 or 4 yards here for the BG quarterback. So this will be a 3rd and short here, about a minute into the ball game tonight between Unitego and BG.
Calling his own number on the first two plays. Must be that he has control of the playbook tonight.
Well, we did see him run the ball quite a bit against Delhi when we did the BG Delhi game 2 weeks ago over there at Delaware Academy, and just a heck of a runner. In fact, late in that game, they needed some yardage just to run the clock out, and he just put his head down and got exactly what they needed. Right. So he's that kind of a player. 3rd and 2 here for BG. They're in Unitego territory, going right to left. Again in the shotgun. Ball is on about the 25-yard line. Carr again with the keeper. I think he's got enough here as he went right up the gut before being gang-tackled there. Seth Burnham in for Unitego to make the tackle.
Yep, I think he did get the necessary yardage. The flag crew and the sticks are moving down the line there, so it's going to be 1st and 10 for BG on their first drive. They get a first down. Great job.
3 straight runs there by the quarterback, Austin Carr. And BG looking to get off to a better start than they did last week. They had a tough one against Unadilla Valley, as Unadilla Valley just, again, that offense, if they can get it going, they certainly have some weapons, and BG struggled with that.
Well, and they may be using the clock a little bit, too, because they know about the quick strike offense on the other side.
9:55 to go, first quarter. Scoreless here between BG and Unitego. Carr, another quarterback keeper, cuts it back to the right, down to the 10-yard line, dragging tacklers with him. And, boy, this is going to be a 1st and goal opportunity here for the Bobcats.
Yeah, real nice play right there. The last 4 yards, he took 2 Unitego Spartans with him. And I mean by with him, I mean he carried them another 3 or 4 yards.
9:47 to go, first quarter. Under the lights here from Unitego High School, BG with their first possession of the night, first possession of the game for either team. And it's been the Austin Carr show so far, as this will be a 1st and 10 with the ball about on the Unitego 10-yard line and BG going right to left. Here's Carr again with wide receiver, 1 to the right, 1 to the left. Carr in the shotgun. It's a high snap again. A quarterback keeper to the left side tries to break through the line, but a big tackle there by the Unitego line. Jacob Morrison pulling him down.
Yeah, number 65, Jacob Morrison, made a great play on that play. Wouldn't let him get outside and held on and then got a little help from the rest of the Spartans. Kept him to probably just a short gain of 1 maybe.
Jacob Morrison, one of the guys left over from the last few years when Unitego has made those runs, you know, deep in the Class D playoffs, and doesn't like to see anybody, especially maybe a quarterback, running through his line. 8:50 to go, first quarter, and here's Carr. He rolls out to the right, throws into the back of the end zone. This is right on the line. We'll have to see, and it is a touchdown here for BG. Looks like Zach Wiemann was tippy-toeing along the line and was able to pull it down in coverage.
Yeah, that was an interesting play. We had to wait a little while for the referee on that sideline to throw his hands up, signaling the touchdown. I think he was waiting for the ball to cross because Zach was doing exactly what you said. He was tiptoeing right down the goal line.
Good coverage there by Unitego, but Zach Wiemann, we know the main weapon on the outsides here for the Bobcats.
Nice big target.
And they score on their first drive, and they'll go for 2. 8:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Carr in the shotgun. We'll see if he keeps it here. He's got Bavar to his left. Again, QB keeper. Don't think he's going to get it as the line is able to bring him down. So BG scores. They can't get the 2-point conversion, and it's 6-0 with 8:45 to go, first quarter. Just a nice opening drive there by the Bobcats. Just bringing the ball right down the field, doing what they had to do.
You know, and the thing is we kind of joked about it being Austin was calling the plays on his own, but you know what? They weren't stopping it. Why change a thing? They just stayed with it, and it worked. Kept working until Jacob Morrison stopped at that one play, and then they decided, oh, maybe they've got something. They figured it out, and now we're going to try something else, and they threw the pass for the touchdown.
We'll keep it right here. 8:45 to go, first quarter, and BG with a 6-0 lead on a 5-yard touchdown pass from Austin Carr to Zach Wiemann. Several other games going on here tonight, and we'll keep a good eye on the out-of-town scoreboard. Of course, you have Norwich at Oneonta, which is always a great game, just 2 rivals there. Delhi is at Unadilla Valley tonight. Whitney Point is down at Sydney, and Walton is at Deposit Hancock in what I think has to be the game of the weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good game, and, you know, that Deposit Hancock team, I was so impressed that first game we watched.
And here is Weemitt. After scoring the touchdown, he'll kick off, and this one will bounce out of bounds. We'll have a flag on the play because no one from Unitigo touching the ball. So a 6-0 lead for BG, scoring on their first possession. Looked great. And now Unitigo will have their first try of the night. And coming out of quarterback tonight will be Jared Smith here, wearing number 9. As Josh Firebend, we know, a little dinged up from that Walton game. I think we'll probably see him later on tonight. But Jared Smith getting the start here. I was talking to him before the game. Surely excited for his first varsity start, he said.
Sometimes, you know, that's one thing you hear a lot about when in the locker room when kids come back from Walton or Walton has been at your school. Yeah, we're a little dinged up.
Yes, no, certainly.
They definitely like to hit over there.
Well, actually, it's going to be Mr. DeJoy here. Jake DeJoy under center to start things off here. DeJoy is going to hand one off and pass it to the far side here for Zach Youngs. And Youngs is brought down maybe a gain of one, if he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Looked like number 65, Nick Decker, just flew through the line right there and made a nice tackle a yard in the backfield.
Jake DeJoy looks like he will stay in a QB here. He was warming up with Jared Smith before the game, so these two, maybe they'll share some duties here in the first quarter. We'll see for Unitigo as we'll have a flag on the play for the second play here. Going to be a false start against Unitigo with 8:16 to go first quarter and a 6-0 lead for BG over Unitigo.
That was looking like a really nice play, but that little yellow hanky came out and blew it dead. So 5-yard penalty, and Spartans are going backwards here.
Well, if Josh Firebend can't be in the game, boy, it's nice to know you have Jared Smith out there. He can step in. And now Jake DeJoy as well.
Yeah.
So these two guys, not a ton of varsity experience at the QB position,
right,
but enough to get it done here.
Yeah, they're athletic kids, you know, so they can do a lot of different things.
8 minutes to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Bainbridge-Guilford on the road at Unitigo. Here's DeJoy, a 2nd and 16, throws over the middle to Seth Burnham, and that ball pops out after he makes the catch and falls down to the turf. So a 3rd and long coming up for Unitigo as they go left to right.
I'm not sure if Burnham really had the ball at all there, but he did get hit pretty hard by the inside linebacker, and I think it was number 5, Ben Bavar, on the tackle.
Well, you have Ben Bavar, you have Dylan Mondor in there, just some guys who are going to, if you catch that ball across the middle, they're certainly going to be there to greet you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this BG defense certainly tough. We saw that 2 weeks ago when they were at Delhi, and they shut down a really high-octane offense there for the Bulldogs. 7:50 to go, first quarter, 3rd and 16 for Unitigo as they're back on their own end of the field. They throw over the middle, a high ball for Burnham off his fingertips. Boy, if he pulls that one down, it's a first down, but again, just a little maybe too high there for Burnham.
Yeah, and I think he's not quite at his full speed right now because of that hit he took just a few minutes ago, so I don't think he got all the way to where he needed to be to catch that ball, so.
So a 4th and 16, and it looks like Jared Smith will be back to punt it away left to right for Unitigo. So some missed opportunities for the Spartans, and now a juggled snap, and it looks like a blocked punt here. Unitigo's going to fall on it, though. And this is going to be great position here for BG, that's for sure, as breaking through the line there was the big number 66 here for BG. That looks like Brandon Sickler got through.
And that was kind of funny because I was watching. He was just taking his blocker on, and he kind of like had his arm up in the air, and he blocked the ball, and then he really didn't show any emotion or anything. He was like, I don't even know if I really did get the ball or what it was. It was just really classic, and it was one of the great things that you can see in high school football.
7:38 to go here in the first quarter. BG already with a 6-0 lead. Now they block a punt, and they're going to have a great opportunity here. 1st and 10, they're deep in Unitigo territory with the ball at the 20-yard line. Here's the high snap to Carr, but again, that flag comes out, and the Zebra crew has a false start here against BG.
Yep, definitely one of the backs in the backfield wanted to get a little head start there, and the white hat was right on top of it.
Boy, Unitigo just trying to settle in here. You know, they make that completion out there to midfield to Burnham. It could be a whole different ball game right now, but then the blocked punt,
yep.
And BG in great field position here.
Yeah, they get that first down, you know, like you said, they'd be at midfield, and if they didn't get, if they were held at 3 and out, you know, they still can flip the field with a punt, so.
So 7:37 to go, first quarter, BG on top of Unitigo, 6-0, a 1st and 15 after the penalty here for the Bobcats. Here's Carr, he's going to go to the air, a floating ball down the right sideline, this one into the back of the end zone. Did Weemitt come down with it? Let's see, the officials looking for it, and touchdown here for Bainbridge. Zach Weemitt, with two guys draped all over him, somehow brings it down. Touchdown, Bobcats.
I'm still just amazed. I saw two guys from Unitigo that were right there for the ball, and I guess they just had a little wrestling match going to the ground, and Zach Wiemet won the wrestling match. Touchdown, BG.
So Zach Wiemet, again, I thought perhaps it was going to be an interception.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Two guys back in coverage for Unitego, and Wiemet somehow finds it through all the traffic over there and puts it home. So a 20-yard TD pass there for Austin Carr to Zach Wiemet. BG going for two. Here's Carr, the quarterback sweep to the left side, and I don't think he's going to get any. Reaches for the pylon and gets in here for BG. Just a hustle play there Carr.
Definitely in it. Very, very athletic play. I mean, he was, like you said, we didn't think he was going to make it, and right at the last minute he reached out and lunged for the pylon and put the ball right off it, and up goes the hands of the official.
The Bobcats jump out to a 14-0 lead here on the road at Unitego. 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Bainbridge Guilford out to a 14-0 lead on the road at Unitego. 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO, and now the Bobcats going for the onside kick. But good coverage here by the Spartans, and they'll fall on it right at midfield.
Yep, and that was perfect. Absolutely went 10 yards and... Unitego definitely had to play it, and the young man from Unitego made a really nice play.
That's Zach Grierson there, the senior, falling on it at midfield. And now let's see what Jake DeJoy, who is at the QB position right now for the Spartans, can do with good field position starting right at the 50-yard line as the Spartans go left to right. 7:24 to go, first quarter. BG, a 14-0 lead on the road under the lights at Unitego. So here is DeJoy, hands it off, and a good run up the middle here for Zach Youngs. He breaks it back to the left side and tackled down, but a 20-yard gain here for Zach Youngs of Unitego.
What a hole. I mean, that was just absolutely massive. He didn't have to look for it or anything. It was right there, great blocking by the front line of the Unitego Spartans, and what a nice run by that young man.
So a great run there, and the first real nice play for Unitego of the night as Zach Youngs picks up 20 yards. And now it's a 1st and 10 for Unitego with 7:10 to go first quarter. Again, they try to go up the middle for Youngs, but he's wrapped up in the backfield there. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, number 85 from Bainbridge Guilford shot through the line there. Alex DeGroat with a real nice play to get the tackle for a loss.
6:50 to go first quarter, and Unitego now into BG defensive territory. And this is going to be a 2nd and 12 here for the Spartans. Here's DeJoy, and he'll fake the handoff, gets out to the left side. He gets to the 20, now down to the 15. He's going to pick up that first down, bounced out of bounds, and this is going to be a 1st and goal here for the Spartans. A nice QB keeper there for the very athletic Jake DeJoy.
Absolutely fantastic ball work right there. He held that ball in on the runner's hip for the longest time and then took it away. It so looks like the runner had the ball. Two guys from BG tackled the runner.
Really sold the fake there.
Absolutely.
And got some good yardage for the Spartans. So a 1st and 12 here. Again, they hand off through the middle there for Youngs. Maybe a pickup of one as Unitego trying to get on the board for the first time here tonight.
Yeah, big drive right here for Unitego, both you know, in the game, but also for themselves mentally. You know, they don't want to walk away from this part of the field without at least having some points on the board.
And here is DeJoy again, 2nd and 6 now with 6:05 to go first quarter. DeJoy is going to go to the air, throws over the middle, and this one almost picked off. It was juggled around in the air there. The Bobcats were looking with it with Wyatt Mosier.
Yep, that was right in right through the receiver's hands, and it kind of took Wyatt by surprise, I think. It got to him a little quicker than he thought it was going to get there, and he couldn't quite catch it.
3rd and 6 for Unitego. Here's DeJoy, hands it off again up the middle for Zach Youngs. And he picks up 3 or 4 on the play here, so I think he's going to be about 2 yards short, Tim.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's pretty close to the 2 or the 3 yard line, I think.
But Unitego in this position now, certainly 4th and inches, and they're looking to probably go for this one. We'll see as the clock continues to tick down here. It's down to 5:35. Up on the board, they have 4th and 5. I'd say maybe it's a little closer than that. But they will go for it here on 4th down with 5.5 to go first quarter. BG leading 14-0. Here's DeJoy. Drops back. Rolls to his left here. He's got some pressure into the back of the end zone. Touchdown here for the Spartans. Right into the back of the end zone for Mike Rose. And Unitico gets on the board.
Nice play by DeJoy on that play. He looked for that receiver at this early in the play. Wasn't there, so he started to roll out to his left. He got a little pressure from the BG end, and as soon as that happened, the receiver made himself available over in the corner. Nice play, touchdown.
Mike Rose coming through for the TD catch, and Unitigo now is going to go for two. So just about a 5-yard pickup there, and you know, DeJoy really had to be careful. He had some pressure, and he was just patient. Yeah. For a guy that hasn't played QB before in a game like this, that's something to be said about that.
Yeah, definitely showed some real poise right there.
So a lot of scoring here in this first quarter as now Unitigo goes for two. They currently trail 14-6, 5:15 to go in this first quarter, and now this two-point conversion is to DeJoy. Rolls out, throws one to Burnham. Did he catch it? Let's see. The official word is no. Looks like he was juggling it as he stepped out of bounds. So 14-6. With 5:16 to go in the first quarter, Tim.
Yeah, that was a real close play. We had to wait for the official to get up because he got knocked down on the play, but he said that the receiver was juggling the ball, and I think he was right.
14-6, BG on top of Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 5:16 to go in the first quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And here is Unitigo kicking off after they score the touchdown to BG. BG still with a 14-6 lead here with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Austin Capolupo, the run back, straight through the special teams of Unitigo once again before he's tackled at midfield. So two great returns so far tonight for BG's Austin Capolupo.
Capolupo was, they were almost identical. He catches the ball coming to it because it's a line drive kick. It doesn't give Unitigo a lot of time to get down the field, and then he just takes over with his legs.
5:08 to go, first quarter here, under the lights at Unitigo. 14-6, the Bobcats have scored on their first two possessions. A really nice opening drive, and then a blocked punt set them up with great field position. So 14-6, they hand off to Ben Bavar for the first time tonight. Bavar to the right side, maybe picks up 3 to 4 yards here. And Bavar wearing number 5 here is brought down right around midfield again here for the Bobcats.
Yep, just the other side of the 50, and nice little run right there by Ben. He really had to work hard for that, kept his legs churning, and got a couple extra yards out of the play.
Look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Sydney, of course, at home tonight against Whitney Point, and the Warriors with a 6-0 lead down the road. So nice job by the Warriors to get on the board first there against visiting Whitney Point. Here on 2nd and 8 is a quarterback keeper for Austin Carr. He tried to go right up the gut. Nowhere to be found there. Not a lot of room against that Spartans D-line on that one.
He did get one on the play, but that was because he was leaning forward and just dove for it.
So 14-6 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on the road on top of Unitigo in a big division game here. 4:10 to go in this first quarter. BG comes in with a record of 1-2. Unitigo is 0-3, but they both had very tough schedules to start the season, I think especially when you look at Unitigo playing, Green, Sydney, and Walton last week.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely have had the harder schedule to start the season.
And so now this will be a 3rd and 8. Unitigo looking to get the stop here, but this will be a timeout for Bainbridge-Guilford. And, Tim, I think this gives us a chance to talk a little bit more about Sydney since we just mentioned them.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, a big night down in Sydney. They're honoring that 2005 state championship team. All those guys will be back for a great halftime honoring down there. And, of course, the Hall of Fame Their 2015 class will be there tonight. We can talk a little bit about that. But tomorrow they're going to announce the class at the Elks Lodge. There'll be a social hour starting at 5 o'clock. A turkey and roast beef buffet to follow at 6:15, a memorabilia auction. So if you're interested in that, the Elks Club, tomorrow, just going to be a great weekend for all Sydney fans.
Absolutely, and there's some really nice people being honored. We're going to have Tony Ferreira, who is a two-time state champion, Rick Cole, who is a state champion in wrestling as well. Also Liz Wagner, who was a real good athlete in the early 90s, mid-90s. All three sports, and actually went on to college and played softball in college. And then there's also Steve Fezzedin, and a four-year baseball starter for the Warriors. And there's a lot of nice things going on in there at the Elks Club tomorrow night.
So that's tonight. If you're down in the Sydney area, you want to stop by. Of course, they'll be honoring the 2005 state championship football team. And boy, if you're around during those days, you know how good those guys were. And then tomorrow at the Elks Club, they'll have that dinner to honor the rest of the class of 2015 into the Sydney Sports Hall of Fame.
All I remember about the 2005 team was being at the Dome watching that game, and it was just absolutely electric. I mean, to see Sydney people travel for an hour and a half to 2 hours to go watch their team, and it was in droves. You know, it didn't look like a lot in the Dome because the Dome is so darn big, but there was a lot of people there.
So out of the timeout here, we have a false start against BG. So this will back them up. A 3rd and 13 now. They're into their own territory now. Going right to left. Ball at the 45. Carr, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Carr back to pass. Throws over the middle. Finds Weemitt. And he's going to be close. I think he gets the first down into Unitego territory. Wrapped up at the 40.
Yep, nice play right there. Nice little route by Weemitt, too. He was very, very, very tightly covered. And he made a nice cut and got open just enough so that Carr could hit him.
Weemitt already with a touchdown tonight, and then a couple of nice catches on the first few drives of the night, too. So Weemitt keeping this drive alive for BG. 3.5 to go first quarter, and it's 14-6. And now another update from out of town, 14-0 now for the Sydney Warriors.
Maybe the defense scored something for them. You know, on a
that was quick, yeah.
It was really quick.
So the Sydney Warriors, if you're looking for out-of-town scores, they lead 14-0. BG leads Unitego here, 14-6, and a huge collision here as Carr, the quarterback keeper, goes to the left side there before he's met by Tyler Jordan, and those two smack together. Maybe a gain of one there for Austin Carr of BG.
Yeah, and Tyler Jordan made a really nice play, and at the end of that, I don't know if he was glad he did it or didn't, because they had quite a collision
I think running into Austin Carr for anybody has to be tough, because he's just such a strong kid.
That's right.
And that was a nice tackle, though.
It keeps
BG backed up a 2nd and 10 now with 2:40 to go. First quarter, BG leads Unitego 14-6. Carr's going to throw again. Capolupo slipped in his route, and the ball down to the turf here, which will bring up 3rd and 10.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you after that incomplete pass, but wasn't that the young man that made that incredible catch in the Delhi and BG game last year?
Yes,
Capolupo. That's what I thought. I was like, that was probably one of the best catches I've seen in high school football.
Yes, he made a ridiculous catch in the back of the end zone, and that was such a tough game. BG was coming back in that game, and it came down to the final play there. It was a wild one, but yes, Austin Capolupo, a nice play then and a nice play tonight as well. QB keeper here for Carr, making something out of nothing as the snap was low, and he maybe picks up 3 or 4 on the play.
Yeah, that was just all heart right there. Bad snap. He didn't let it, didn't fall down on it, just picked it up and took it for what he could get, and he got about 2 or 3.
4th and 7 here for BG. Clock is still running in the first quarter. 2:10 to go. 14-6, the Bobcats came out. They led 14-0 before Unitego got on the board on their last drive. 4th and 7, and Unitego is going to have to stack up on D because BG is going to go for it. They are at the Unitego 35, and this will be a quarterback keeper. Now Carr will throw, finds Weemitt. Will he be short of the first down? He's lunging for it. This is going to be close. We'll see what the officials have to say. Looks like first down.
Yep, it was a nice play, and actually, that last little ditch effort by Weemitt to lunge forward, I think, got him the first down. Nice play, young man.
Nice play fake by the quarterback Carr as well to really sell it. Unitego defense was collapsing in, but boy, he seems to have some good rhythm here with Weemitt so far tonight.
I think he actually ran into his running back in the backfield first, and it kind of threw it off a little bit, but they stuck with it.
1st and 10, Weemitt is split out to the left, and they'll hand it off PG trying to go up the middle. Ball is on the turf, though, and Unitigo, I believe, is going to come up with it, and that'll get the hometown crowd fired up. BG had handed off to John Castle, and the ball came down, hit the grass, and Unitigo comes away with it.
That was a really good play. I mean, that's just Austin Carr trying to make another, you know, make another big play, and it just got kicked out of there, and maybe it wasn't Austin. You say it was, wasn't it?
That was John Castle who was running for BG.
He was trying to get a couple extra yards on there and just got hit right at the end, and somebody ripped the ball out.
Sydney now ahead 20-0 as we get another update from Alumni Field. So 20-0 Sydney over Whitney Point. Now Unitigo after the fumble, their first play from scrimmage, Zach Youngs, wrapped up for a loss in the backfield as again Unitigo trying to run it straight up the middle.
Yeah, two or three of the BG linemen were in the backfield on that play, and that just totally disrupted their flow. So nice play by BG's line.
1:05 to go, first quarter. 2nd-and-11 now for Unitigo. They have the ball about on their own 25-yard line as they go left to right. They hand it off and up the middle here. They'll pick up about 5 or 6 yards, a nice shifty run there for the Unitigo Spartans as they trail 14-6, and that was Mike Rose who just scored the touchdown on the first drive for the Spartans.
Yeah, that was a real nice run. He made somebody miss a tackle, like he made a just great cut and just made the person miss a tackle and then took it for another two or three to get a good gain.
Well, as you said in the pregame, you know, with no Josh Firebend here in the first quarter, this is where other guys start to step up. Mm-hmm. Mike Rose, you know, just a junior, somebody who we haven't seen a ton this year, scores a touchdown and then another nice run there, so he's stepping up. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. 3rd-and-6 for Unitigo. DeJoy back to pass, finds Derek Beams over the center, threw his hands and down to the turf. Otherwise, that would have been a first down for the big 6'5" tight end.
Yes, and I tell you what, obviously you've got Firebend on the other side who can throw the ball like crazy. I mean, he's broke all the Section 4 records and all this and that, and DeJoy's doing a pretty good job for not seeing a lot of time
sure
throwing
is.
The football. I mean, he's right on the receiver's numbers. He's really making the right throw. He's making really good reads and hitting the receivers when they're open.
Looks like Unitigo's going to punt it away here with DeJoy, and again blocked at the line. This one takes a spin all the way up to about midfield, and this is where Unitigo was going to down it here with 1 second left in the quarter, but two punts for Unitigo, two blocks for BG.
And I think it was by number 66. One second here. Brandon Sickler.
Brandon Sickler.
I think he's got them both. And it's really funny because he's, like, got a guy draped off of him, and he sticks that big old paw up in the air, and he knocks the ball out of the air.
That one had enough spin that it still picked up maybe 10, 15 yards. Mm-hmm. The first one was just a straight-up clean block. But BG in excellent field position here again. After the punt, they're going to be able to have one last play here in the first quarter there at midfield going right to left. And here is Carr. Drops back, throws for Weeman. He caught it. And he's going to run down the left sideline to the 30, to the 25, before being tackled there by DeJoy. Huge first quarter here for Zach Weeman as the clock hits zero.
Yeah, real nice play right there. And actually, he made a better play at the end. He had DeJoy hanging off the ball, so he put the other hand over top of it to secure the ball and keep the down.
That'll do it for the first quarter. BG on the road at Unitigo. They lead 14-6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here live from Unitigo. BG leads the Spartans 14-6. And the Spartans now going to have to lock in on defense. This will be a first and 10 here for BG. The ball is on the Spartans' 25-yard line. Carr with a high snap here, lost it. It's on the turf again, picked up by Unitigo. And the Spartans will get the ball right back as Carr couldn't hold on to that one. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile here for Unitigo with the recovery.
Didn't quite catch the number. I'm going to say it was number 50, but I can't really tell. But he actually picked the ball up and started to run with it. And if it hadn't been for one other BG guy paying attention, he might have been going into the house.
I think that's every lineman's dream, right, is to pick up that fumble and have your moment in the sunshine with the ball there.
Hope you don't trip over the line.
But Unitigo, that's just what they needed. The ball a little too high for Carr. He had a nice effort to bring it back down, but just juggled it. Unitigo was right there to bring it in. So here's the joy, and he'll hand off for Mike Rose, and nowhere to go as the BG defense really crashing in on him. Maybe a loss of one or two there.
I'm gonna say that was a great, great play by the BG line in the end, because it just looked like the lineman of Unitigo said, "We're gonna take this play off. We're just gonna let you do whatever you want."
Well,
but I'm sure that's not what happened.
In the pregame, we heard from Frank McCroney. He said they're so big and strong up front. We're gonna have to have a very strong night of blocking. And just a few times so far, they've had their way. And here's the quarterback keeper for Jake DeJoy on 2nd and 13. He's out to the left side. He's into the flat. First down for Unitigo and Moore. He's at the midfield, now into BG territory before being knocked out of bounds at the 40. Big run there by DeJoy.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say this, because all he was doing, he was just basically jogging there for a little bit, setting his blocks up, and then when he got the block where he knew where it was going to be and where to run, he took off, put on a dead sprint, got a couple more yards. Great job.
Want to say hello to some listeners we have on WCDOsports.com tonight. Of course, Unitigo alum now playing at Brockport. Nate Wilsey listening in tonight, and I'm sure maybe some of his roommates there. Tanner Winchester, also from Unitigo. Maybe Austin Dean from Sydney. Good luck to those guys tomorrow as they play on the road at St. John Fisher. And thanks for listening tonight, guys. Appreciate that, as we'll have a false start here against Unitigo as they're now in to BG territory.
And I think I should just comment that when you say against Unitigo, it was the whole team that moved. It was like the ball just didn't move when it was supposed to, and that was it.
So a first and 15 now. This will back Unitigo up to the BG 45. The Spartans in the green uniforms tonight with the black pants, the white helmet. They go right to left here. DeJoy is standing right at midfield. He's got Rose in motion. He's going to hand off a QB keeper to the left side here for DeJoy again. Little spin move, but he's brought down here by Austin Carr. Not before a gain of 4 or 5 on the play here. This will be about a 2nd and 10 now for Unitigo. 1 minute in to this second quarter.
I'm going to give all the kudos on that play to Austin Carr. Man, what a great tackle that was. He broke down, he lifted and wrapped everything a coach wants to see. Great job.
And so 14-6 the score. BG on top of Unitigo, but the Spartans driving after picking up a fumble. And they'll hand off here to Zach Youngs up the middle, maybe for a gain of 2 as he tried to weave his way through that D-line for BG. So this will be a 3rd and kind of a long, probably 6 or 7 here for Unitigo.
Can't really say what happened on that play, because I was going to try to watch the line from BG, and I have watched them on that play, and I'm telling you what, those guys shed their blocks. They are getting hit right off the bat. They are getting rid of them, fighting across the face. They're getting right into the tacklers. It's amazing. They're really, really a nice defensive unit on the line for BG.
About 10 minutes to go before the halftime break, and now the Zebra crew is going to blow this one dead, and they're going to have a little conference here. So we'll see. Looks like maybe DeJoy on that tackle might have a little cut on the elbow. He's going to have to go over and get that looked at real quick here for Unitigo. So this will be an official timeout here with 10:08 to go, second quarter. It's 14-6. Unitigo trailing here at home against BG, but got to give credit to BG. They came right out, put 14 quick points up, but then also credit to Unitigo for fighting back and putting up the 6 and then picking up that fumble, and they're here on this drive.
Yeah, that's 2, I believe, in a row that BG's had turnovers where Unitigo has, been in a precarious situation. And I'll tell you know what? They're not going to give up. And, again, that's the rivalry.
So just another quick update from down the road. Sydney on top, 20-0 here. First TD pass from Darren Smith to Nate Vibbert. That was for 37 yards. The second TD pass was to Ethan Finch for 41 yards. And then another one back to Vibbert for 19 yards. So a 20-0 lead
again. Huh?
boy, it's hard to think that he is just a freshman and we're going to see him for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'm, you know, hoping that the young man stays healthy and everything, and you just never know these days. But I'll tell you what, he's got a really bright and shining career ahead of him if he can continue to do what he's done this first year.
So two touchdown passes to Nate Vibbard and one to Ethan Finch as Sydney leads Whitney Point 20-0 down the road at Alumni Stadium under the lights in Sydney. So now it appears that DeJoy is back in the game, got that taped up as Unitego trails 14-6, 9:55 to go before the half. Here's DeJoy on third and nine, throws to the left side and in and out of the hands there of Mike Rose and down to the turf, and this will bring up fourth down for Unitego.
Yeah, I'm thinking the ball's getting there so quick. They're turning around and the ball is there and they're not ready for it. They don't have their hands up yet and it's just hitting them off the chest. Good throws because they're on the money.
Yes, very impressed here with DeJoy to step in and show the poise that he has. Still no Josh Firebend. No, his shoulder was a little banged up against Walton. Perhaps we'll see him later tonight. Here's DeJoy. Drops back on fourth and nine. He's being chased here by Zach Wieman. Rolls to the right. Throws it. Caught there by Burnham. Burnham to the 30. Trying to work his way forward. And this should be good. Probably close to a Unitego first down.
It's going to be really close, I think. And I'm not sure if they're going to get it. I imagine we're probably going to get a measurement because it's all the way on the other side of the field.
Of course,
from where the sticks are.
Both sides saying that
and here's the timeout by
theirs.
The officials. So we're going to get a measurement.
So we'll get a measurement. But, boy, what a play by DeJoy to roll out. Mm-hmm. BG was coming with a full house of players, including Zach Wieman. And somehow on the run, he was able to fire that off to Burnham.
Yeah, and Burnham made a really nice play because he knew his quarterback was in trouble. So he came back to him. Also, when he did that, he didn't go too far past the sticks, you know, so he was right at the sticks. This will be interesting. This is really, really close.
Very close as, again, we look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We now see that Sydney is up 28-0 over Whitney Point. So that one quickly becoming a runaway game for Sydney. And let's see what the measurement is here on the sticks. It's on the other side of the field, and it will go to BG. And, boy, that has to be just a couple of inches short there.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to take it the way that looks. You know, it's not a bad thing. They stopped them on the drive. That's not good. But they've got them pinned. They're at their own 30. You know, so see what they can do defensively. The last two times the Spartans' defense has been phenomenal. They've got turnovers, and if they get one here, that might be the motivation that the offense needs to get the ball back in the end zone.
9.5 minutes to go, second quarter, under the lights here at Unitego High School. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Tim Cutting, Nate Lull with you here. Also, WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you along online. That service is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. While you're on our website, you can check out the game audio archive. You can look at and see who's won past awards. Our audio archive has games from the last couple of years in all the sports that we broadcast, so make sure to check that out. 9.5 minutes to go. Here in the second quarter now, BG with the ball going left to right, and they'll hand it off and right up the middle, but it's a wall of green and black there. Maybe a loss of one on the play.
Okay, I've been talking about the BG defensive line. Well, the Unitego Spartan defensive line made a really nice play right there, and I'm going to tell you that it was a host of them because there was just a mob of green around that carrier running back for the Bobcats.
Maycumber had nowhere to go as that was his first carry of the night. So we get down to 9 minutes to go before the halftime break. At halftime, we'll hear from BG head coach Jim Mosier. We heard from Frank McCroney in the pregame, and our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. So here's Carr on 2nd and 11. Rolls out to his right as a QB keeper up the middle now. Unitego trying to drag him down by the midsection. And a nice pickup here, probably of 8 to 9 yards for Austin Carr. It'll be a third and short.
Yep, and right at the end, after he was already down and the officials were running in to mark the spot, he actually stuck the ball a little further, just trying to see if they were paying attention.
Any extra inches you can get, right?
You got to love that.
So 8.5 minutes to go here before the half. BG leads Unitego 14-6. This will be a third and one. The ball is going to be on the 40-yard line here as BG goes left to right. They are still in their own defensive territory. And we'll see if maybe a QB keeper here. This is seeming to be the recipe tonight here for BG as Carr is in the shotgun. Wide receiver, one to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Carr keeps it, goes to his right, carries it through the hole, and it looks like he got it before being driven back here by the Spartans.
Yep, nice play. Just he took the snap and then decided which hole he was going to run through, and there was a really nice block on the right end, and that was where he went.
So 7:50 to go, first quarter. And, boy, they're just getting to the end of the first quarter down in Sydney. So a 28-0 lead for Sydney over Whitney Point. So, hey, if you're a Sydney fan, boy, you're off to a great start tonight there.
Yep, three more to go. Hopefully, you know, Whitney Point will do something out there to make it a little bit more interesting, but we'll see what happens.
14-6 to score here. BG on top of Unitigo on the road in a division matchup. And Carr tries to throw, but Jacob Morrison puts up the old bear claw and swats that one down.
Yep, real nice play. Right at the last minute, he realized he wasn't going to get to Carr, so he just threw his hands up in the air and knocked the pass down. Great play.
7.5 to go. Second quarter still 14-6. And this is going to be a 2nd and 10 here for BG. Ball is about almost to the 40-yard line, about to 37. Here for BG as they go left to right. They're in the visiting white uniforms tonight, the navy blue trim, the navy blue helmet. And new this year, their helmets just used to be the all-navy blue.
Right.
It says BG kind of in that New York Giants lettering on the side that their coaching staff, I believe, designed, and they were happy with the way that came out.
Well, I know quite a few of the coaches from BG are Giant fans, so
that's
I wonder
true.
Why that is.
Here's a handoff to Capolupo to the left side. He picks up two or three, and he works his way up towards midfield. So this is going to be about a 3rd and 5 now.
That was on the jet sweep, and that was a real nice play and nice run by Capolupo.
7:10 to go, second quarter, 14-6. BG on top of Unitigo, so it will be a 3rd and 5 right near midfield. And so here comes the play from Austin Carr from the sideline. Head coach Jim Mosier in his interview this week when we had a chance to talk to him said we just need better energy and need to focus on the little things. 3rd and 5 here with 6:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Capolupo in motion. The snap is high. Carr has nowhere to go. And guess who? Jacob Morrison plows him down in the backfield. It's going to be 4th and long here for the Bobcats.
Yeah, I mean, he decided to go with that ball, and Morrison said, uh-uh, I've got you, and then just yanked him backwards.
Well, it's been tough. This is 2 series in a row where some of those snaps have been a little high, and Carr, who's not a short guy, he's got to be 6'1", I'd say, has had to jump for him. And now BG's going to have to punt away on 4th and 8.
I'm wondering if it's not getting a little dewy out there because we're having some players slip and stuff like that, and maybe the ball's getting a little damp, you know, with some dew and stuff. So
Weemit to our left, standing on his own 30, juggles the snap there. He punts it, but it goes basically straight up in the air, and Unitigo is going to have the ball right at midfield in great field position here for the Spartans to start.
Another fumbled snap. Maybe I'm right. Maybe there is something on the ball. You know, I don't know what it could be. It is starting to get a little foggy, so it could be a little condensation from the dew in the grass.
Weemit juggled that one, and he had some pressure coming in, but his punt that he did get off basically went straight up in the air. Unitigo is going to start going right to left, basically at the BG 48 here.
I think that was a survival punt.
Yes. Try to get anything on it.
Just kick it and hope it goes someplace.
I know we reference it all the time, but I still think the greatest punt we've seen was Fireben last year in that Sydney game, where he got in trouble just like that, rolled out and punted it with his left foot,
yeah,
and it looked fantastic.
Yeah. And then it hit the ground and then just kept running,
yep,
and running and running.
So here is Josh Fireben. He will step in at QB here for Unitigo on this drive in the second quarter with 5.5 to go before halftime. He's immediately flushed out of the pocket to the right and goes out of bounds, maybe a pickup of 1 for Fireben.
He ran a long ways for that 1 yard, but I'll tell you what, that just shows you the senior leadership. He didn't see anything down the field and took off on a little keeper.
We know midway through the second quarter against Walton, he left the game, rested up through halftime, and then came back in the third quarter, so maybe the coaching staff just being a little, you know, careful with him here tonight. He is such a weapon to have. He's back in the shotgun on 2nd and 10. Throws over the middle to Burnham. That's a strike. Burnham's got it at the 20. Pay dirt for Unitigo. Touchdown on the first throw of the night there, but a flag on the play.
What a great pass and catch right there. I mean, that was absolutely scripted right in his hands, in stride and everything, but we'll see what the flag is.
So here's the call from the officials. We'll wait for it, see if this Unitigo touchdown is going to hold or not, but that was an absolute strike from Fireben to Burnham. As you said, Tim, hit him in stride, and he was off to the races.
Yeah, and that was just absolutely perfect. And, you know, I'm going to give a lot of credit to Burnham. He caught that with his hands. He didn't let it get to his body. And it's probably a good thing because it probably would have knocked him over because that thing was a laser.
And this one, I believe, is going to come back. It looks like this one will be against Unitigo. We haven't had an official signal here yet. And it will go against Unitigo. So this is going to be second down, and boy, that's a tough penalty to take momentum-wise if you're Unitigo.
Yeah, and it's a big penalty too because it's unsportsmanlike dead ball, so it's 15 yards.
So this puts Unitigo back into their own territory, back to the 37. So that's a big call right there against the Spartans. Take away the touchdown, and you lose 15
right.
yards.
Yep. But they got their leader in there, so let's see what they can do.
Second and 25 now. Didn't lose it down, but they lost the 15 yards. So a second and 10 turns into second and 25. The touchdown is taken away. 5:40 to go before the half. BG leads Unitigo 14-6.
I'm glad I didn't start texting the score to everybody else about that because then I would have had to reverse it.
And that was a beautifully thrown ball. First one of the night for Fireman.
And I'm not good at texting.
Happens to the best of us, especially when we're trying to do two things at once. 5:40 to go, second quarter. So here is Unitigo going right to left, backed up into their own territory now. Second and 25, Firebend in the shotgun. Drops back, throws over the middle, finds a sliding Derek Beams, and that's going to be good for a pickup of probably 15 right there.
You know,
no, a little more than that, about 20, I'd say.
That was a great catch, and I'll tell you what, I'm just gonna say this, and this just goes with playing with that young man and playing with Firebend all these years and everything and knowing that he's your quarterback. Both those catches those kids have just made were fantastic. And I feel bad for Jake DeJoy because he was hitting them in the numbers and they weren't catching it because it was just the timing, you know, and I think that's what was really big on those plays.
So here's Firebend, drops back on third down, and he finds Jared Smith into BG territory, and that's going to be close to a first down here. If not, it'll be just about a fourth and one. We'll see if they move the chains, but he finds Smith across the middle, and he picked up three or four extra after he caught the ball. So
yeah,
first down here for Unitigo.
He dragged all the way across from the other side and was wide open and real nice touch pass by Firebend. He can zip it, and he can also throw a little touch on it.
So here is Firebend, quarterback keeper up the middle. There's that speed. Bounces out to the left side. He's at the 20, and pay dirt again here for Unitigo. Touchdown. One taken away, but Firebend makes up with it, and there's 6 points on the board for the Spartans.
And I do not see any yellow hankies.
Boy, they had second and 25, a couple of pass plays, and then he takes off and heads for the end zone, and a great play by Josh Firebend.
Yep, and he just comes into the game, you know? I mean, he comes into the game, and all of a sudden things start happening. You know, like I said before, I think it was just a timing issue with Jake DeJoy. Jake was not throwing bad passes. They were actually right on the number, but the kids aren't used to him. This is the man that they want behind the center, and he did a nice job right there.
4.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. It's 14-12 now, BG on top, and Unitigo going for two. Here's the snap, and Firebend's going to keep it himself and into the back of the end zone here, and we're tied up at 14. So the Bobcats jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but Josh Firebend off the bench has come back into this game and tied it up for Unitigo. 14-14 with 4.5 to go before halftime. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll take a quick break here on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4.5 to go before halftime. We got a great game here under the lights at Unitigo, folks. We're tied at 14 between Unitigo and BG. Unitigo will kick off right to left, and they'll try a little squib kick here. Ball is loose on the turf, and Unitigo's going to fall on it after a BG player touched it. Spartans should have possession here.
That went through two BG guys trying to get it, and it squirted out, and Unitigo was right there, and they fell on it, and they're going to get the ball back right away. And I'm going to just make a little bit of a prediction here.
Okay.
I'm saying he's going long on the first play, trying to score the touchdown.
Let's see, because BG totally had the momentum, and Unitigo has just snatched it back over the last couple of possessions here with some turnovers, and then having their senior leader, Josh Firebend, back into the ball game here, and they'll start on the 45-yard line going right to left, and they're in BG territory.
And they've got two wideouts on each side, so he's got his pick of the litter here.
He's got Beams, the big 6'5" receiver to his left. got a lot of options out there. Firebend drops back, throws over to the left side for Beams. He catches it, and Beams taking off before he's tackled down at the 25. So a 25-yard gain there for the Spartans.
Interesting route combination right there. They both were in the same area, but they actually one ran an out about 15 yards away, and one ran a 15-yard in. But it was like stop and hook. You know,
yeah, nice little hook there for Beams, and he was open, and he's a big target to hit. First and 10 for Unitigo. Here's Firebend again for receivers. He'll just keep it himself, runs to the left side, avoids a tackler, cuts it back. He's going to pick up another five. He's free and into the back of the end zone. Touchdown for Josh Firebend. He was caught dead to rights and somehow broke free, and a touchdown for the Spartans.
I want to know how he didn't step out of bounds. I mean, because that was absolutely really, he had nowhere to go down there. I mean, it was absolutely just stopped. He just froze two guys, cut back inside, and then back outside and scored the touchdown.
I mean, good coverage there by BG. They had him pinned to the sideline by about two or three guys, and just somehow a little shifty juke move, and he breaks it free into space. Touchdown for Unitigo.
And now he's going to try to kick the extra point.
Oh, we saw him do this a lot last year. He's a heck of a kicker, too. So 3:57 to go before the half. Here's the snap, the hole that's down, and this one doesn't get through the line. It's blocked down, just not enough wind underneath that one. So 20-14 the score. Two touchdowns on the ground by Josh Firebend with 3:57 to go here, second quarter, and Unitigo has the lead.
Okay, so we're gonna say 3:57 left to go, right? And we're going to say that he came in with 9 minutes to go?
Yeah, I'd say it was right around the nine-minute
mark.
Right
about the nine-minute mark when he came in. So in 6 minutes, he's come in here and just taken over this game.
So now Unitigo will kick back off here to BG, and we'll see if the Bobcats can get some of this momentum back with 3:57 to go, second quarter. Austin Capilupo has had two fantastic kickoff returns here so far tonight for BG, and boy, this would be another huge spot if he could get one here.
And I noticed he's on the 25, okay? So before I was saying he was catching it at about the 25. So if this kid kicks the same way, he shouldn't have to move very far.
Jared Smith is kicking off right to left. And this one, another little squib kick. I think they want to keep it away from Capilupo, but he finds it, slips to the ground, and he had it at about the 32, and that's where he had to fall on it. So BG will start going left to right here on their own 32.
Well, uneventful thing there that was, you know, just kicked the ball down there and nobody touched it and everything, and then Capilupo got it and then he slipped.
Well, like you said, I think, you know, the fog is setting in here a little bit. The ball seems a little slippery and, you know, both sides have been slipping a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, uneventful compared to the last two run backs.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm sitting here ready to watch it. Watch him take it all the way back and he gets this little. That was awful.
3:56 to go in the second quarter, and Austin Carr, the BG QB, doesn't like how things are lining up here, so he's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well as, wow, we find out now that Sydney is ahead 34-0, just updating you on the out-of-town scoreboard. And we'll take a quick break, 30 seconds, 20-14 the score, Unitigo on top of BG here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:56 to go before the half here under the lights at Unitigo High School. The Spartans leading the Bobcats 20-14. First and 10 for BG as they go left to right. Ball is on their own 30-yard line. Austin Carr finds Zach Wiemet out in the flat left side, but a nice tackle there by the Spartans. And over on that far side, that was Zach Youngs wrapping up Wiemet.
I know that play didn't go for a huge gain, maybe one, maybe two, but what a great catch. I mean, that was over his shoulder,
yes.
Nothing but hands, great catch going away from the quarterback.
3.5 to go, so we'll see if BG can work the ball down the field, but also clock has to be in mind here for the Bobcats as it continues to tick down, currently at 3:20. Unitigo leads Bainbridge-Guilford 20-14. Here's Carr on second and 9. He's in the shotgun, and he's going to have the QB keeper up the middle to the right side. Maybe picks up 5 yards here to the 40-yard line before being brought down here by a gang of tacklers here, including number 50, Noah Finch, who got the initial hit.
Carr said it worked in the first quarter. We're going to try it here in the, towards the end of the second quarter and see what happens. And just so everybody knows, we're at the 2 timeout for BG, right?
Yes.
BG has 2 left and Unitico has 3.
So we'll see if they use them. 2:40 is the game clock as they break the huddle here on 3rd and 3, going left to right. Ball is on the BG 41. Here's Carr again in the shotgun. He's got 2 running backs in the backfield. Keeps it himself, though. Easily picks up the first down. Carr working those legs forward and all the way up to midfield. And that should stop the clock here with 2:26 to go before the halftime break.
So 2:26 to go, and they got to go 50 yards to get a score and maybe even it up or even take a lead.
This has been a great back-and-forth game. And you know, when we were looking at the schedule, we try to pick games that we know are going to be competitive. And I said to myself, BG Unitico, it sounds like a great rivalry. We didn't get a chance to do it last year, so we're pleased to be here tonight. Unitico won on the road at BG last year, 36-16. It was closer until the end of the contest there when the Spartans started to put it away. 2:10 to go now as the clock starts to run. They'll hand it off up the middle, but the Spartans are there. And Jake DeJoy with a big driving tackle there, as it was McCumber again, I believe. Yes, it is, who tried to go up the middle there, number 7.
Yep, real nice tackle by DeJoy there. Never lost his legs, kept driving and just pushed back. And stopped McCumber with a short gain of 1.
Clock is down to 1:45 and counting here. Unitico ahead 20-14. A beautiful night here for football, folks. Hopefully maybe a few of our listeners are over in the stands on the far side, listening live with us here. But we appreciate you tuning in wherever you're from here tonight, either on CDO or WCDOsports.com. Here's Carr. He goes to the air looking for Capolupo, but he overthrows him by about 5 yards as Capolupo, I think, got kind of held up there in coverage there by Unitico.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he did get held up, but I don't think it was on purpose, so I think the referees just let it go. I will say this much. Carr threw that ball before Capolupo ran 5 yards. That
yes.
Ball was in the air a long time.
Austin Carr, of course, more of a running back traditionally. They transitioned him to QB last year, and that was a good 1-2 punch they had with him and Dylan Moffitt
last year.
And I think Carr, you know, still working on everything. He's only a junior, so time left for him to mature into a quarterback. Here he is on 3rd and 9 with 1:20 to go before the half. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Spin move. He's going to be close, reaching for the line. He extends his arms all the way up to the 40, and boy, this could be another job for the chain gang here.
Yeah, I think he got it, and I'm not positive, but they're giving him the line, so I think he definitely has it.
We'll see here as a little conference by the officials. They're
going to
say first down. So this will be a 1st and 10 now with 1:12 to go before the halftime break. BG is at the Unitico 40 going left to right.
Kind of joked about it earlier. He did that, and he was on the ground already, so it didn't matter. But that play, as he was going down, he reached out the ball, got it to the line, and got the first down. Nice job.
We hit the 1 minute mark here. Clock is moving. Capolupo is to the right. Wiemet is to the left. Carr in the shotgun. Nice snap. He's going to go for Wiemet on the left side. Good coverage here, but Wiemet can't come down with it as Jared Smith was wrapped up like a blanket all over Wiemet on that far side.
He sure was. He was in absolutely perfect position. The only thing that he did not do, and if he had hit him going for the ball, he probably would have got the flag, was he didn't look back for the ball.
Nope, he didn't touch him. I think that was the key there. Good coverage, and boy, we've seen Wiemet several times tonight come down with the ball in traffic. We know he's dangerous that way for BG.
Yeah, and that was only one guy.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of those times there was 2 or 3 around him and he comes down with the ball.
His,
so.
His TD down in the far end zone to our left, he was in double coverage and came down with it. So now we're down to 46 seconds to go before the half. This will be a 2nd and 10 for BG going left to right. Ball is at the 40. Carr brings it down, runs it up the gut. He's got some space. First down and more here for Carr, lunging his way up to about the 25-yard line here with 35 seconds to go. And this will be a first down here for the Bobcats. And Austin Carr just willing his way forward.
Yep, real nice play there. Just was a delayed draw, quarterback draw. Good play.
So here's a 1st and 10. BG going left to right. Snap is high. Looks to the left side for Wiemet. Out into the flat there. Smith in coverage. But Wiemet can't pull down the pass there from Austin Carr.
Not a bad thing, though, because the clock stops. Okay, so you didn't have to use the timeout. You've just got this clock to stop, and you still have, you're in four down territory right now anyways, so, you know, you've got three more plays here. So that's not a bad play.
Great crowd on hand here tonight at Unitego High School as we look over on the far side, and it's pretty much packed over there and standing along the fence as well. They've been treated to a great first half. 27 seconds left, second quarter. Second and 10 now for BG going left to right. They trail 20-14. Ball is on the 20-yard line here for BG. They're trying to find the equalizer. Here's Carr in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff to Bavar. Rolls to his right. Throws, and this one is off the hands there of Alex DeGroat, who couldn't haul it down there for the Bobcats.
That was probably one of the missed passes that I've seen him throw tonight. I mean, he actually was behind the receiver. Receiver got his hands on it. Tried to give the best he could, but couldn't get it.
Third and 10 now for BG. 21 seconds to go before the halftime break. We'll hear from BG head coach Jim Mosier during our halftime break. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and try to update you on that Walton and Deposit Hancock game, which we think has to be the game of the week. That's going to be a great one down there tonight. So we'll get you a halftime score from that game as well as down in Sydney and also Delhi at UV tonight. So here it is, third and 10 here for BG. Ball is on the 25. Carr throws over the middle. He's got Weemit, but he just can't get to it. Probably just about a yard too far. Good coverage there by Unitego's Zach Youngs.
Yeah, he was just a tick too long there on that play, though, just before that. Austin is looking like he might be having a little bit of a discomfort issue right now, so they brought in number 27, Spencer Stevens, to help out in there. So here's another receiver, and I think we have a timeout. Maybe not.
So BG here looking, and I think they're going to call time, as they will, with 15 seconds to go. This will be fourth down. Carr keeps looking at one of his wrists.
Yeah, I noticed that. He came to the sideline when he was getting the play from Coach Mosier, and you could see him just, like, rolling it, trying to loosen it up and stuff. So something's not quite right there.
So fourth and 10, and really the fourth down part, I think, is irrelevant here, as there's 15 seconds before the half. BG is trailing 20-14, and boy, do you take a shot here, Tim. What do you do on this 4th and 10? You're on the 20-yard line heading in towards the Unitego end zone.
I think they've got to come up with something that isn't what Unitego is obviously expecting, which probably would be going deep. Maybe something like a little hook and ladder play or something like that that just catches them off guard and they can walk into the end zone with being untouched. Again, like you said, the time is a key thing. You know, they get the first down, they're going to be able to stop the clock while the chain's set, but then they're going to have to make sure that they get a timeout quickly or whatever at that point.
So here it is, 15 seconds to go, 4th and 10 here, halftime coming right up, and here is BG quarterback Austin Carr, rolls to his right. He's going to throw it for the end zone, looking for Capolupo. Did he bring it in? This is going to be close. We'll see. He was juggling that ball. No official signal yet. Zebra crew looking over it. Touchdown! Arms up in the air, and BG scores with 5 seconds to go before the halftime break. There's Mr. Catch himself, Capolupo.
Gosh. I've said it before. I said it was probably one of the best catches I've ever seen last year. That one was phenomenal as well.
Through double coverage, somehow Capolupo comes out with it.
And then Kep is, got control of the ball before he went out of bounds. What a nice play.
Good job by the Zebra crew there. They both talked it over.
Yep.
And now we'll see what BG decides to do. Looks like they're going to go for two.
Yeah, I think we have a timeout. Nope.
So we'll see.
We had an official timeout there for a second.
Just a little slow getting going here. No timeout. And so this will be going for two with 5 seconds to go. It's currently tied up at 20. Here's Carr. He's just going to try to pull his way into the end zone, and he will. So BG is going to take the lead into the halftime break, 22-20. Well, I shouldn't say that yet. There is 5 seconds left to go before the halftime break. But BG, great job by them to answer right back and drive down the field here. And they retake the lead, 22-20.
That's really nice that they got those points, because starting the second half, I do believe Unitego gets the kickoff. So
yes,
they'd have to wait a possession for that as well.
So a huge kind of a gut check drive there for BG. And after having a tough week last week against UV, I have to admire how resilient they are here after Josh Firebend came out and scored two quick touchdowns for Unitego.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't hang their heads. You know, they had the lead and they were doing fine. Mr. Firebend comes on the field, boom, quick two touchdowns and Unity goes ahead. But they didn't lose the faith. You know, they kept going and going and going. And I'll tell you what, that showed a lot of heart and drive and mental fortitude by the Bobcats from Bainbridge.
So Weeman is going to kick off left to right as BG now leads 22-20. So Weeman, little squib kick on the ground, and this one will find its way up to Zach Youngs. Youngs is going to run it to the right side, finds a hole. Here's Youngs. He's at midfield. He's got one guy to beat. Gets around Weemitt. Can they bring him down? Yes, they will. Weemitt just dragged him down enough for BG to get back and to bring him down. So Youngs, a great return, but the clock runs out, and it's a halftime break with BG leading 22-20 over Unitego.
Yeah, and we just got another update from Sydney, and Sydney is ahead now 42-0, and it's still the second quarter.
So we'll keep an eye on that out-of-town score as well as some of the others tonight. Of course, Norwich and Oneonta, Delhi and Unadilla Valley, as well as Walton and Deposit Hancock. But our score here at the halftime break, we got a great one on our hands, folks. 22-20, BG on top of Unitego. We'll come back. We'll hear from BG head coach Jim Mosier. We heard from Frank McCroney, the Unitego head coach, in our pregame interview. And we'll hear from Coach Mosier at the halftime break here for the Bobcats. And boy, Tim, just a back-and-forth affair here. I think it's going to be a whale of a second half.
Yep, and again, like as we talked about at the beginning, you know, it's a rivalry, and that always brings out the best in both teams, and we're getting a great show here. Can't wait to watch the second half with you.
Certainly going to be a good one. So we talked a little bit about this before, but folks, if you're down in Sydney anywhere right now, you want to head up for Alumni Field as they're going to be honoring the 2005 state championship team. They'll be doing that at halftime. It's still the second quarter down there in Sydney, so if you want to get up there and check out that, that'll certainly be fun. And also the Sydney Sports Hall of Fame will be inducting their class of 2015 tomorrow at the Elks Lodge in Sydney. Social hours starting at 5 p.m., then a turkey and roast beef buffet to follow at 6:15. They're going to have an auction. If you need any information on that, you can call 607-643-2913. That's 643-2913. So that's all tomorrow and tonight down there in Sydney. So if you're driving around the Sydney area, feel free, stop up to the field. There'll be a lot going on. And as you said, Tim, some great people getting inducted here this weekend.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be a great event. Last year, my wife and I attended, and it was just an incredible thing. And then now I can say that I know some of these people a little bit better than the ones that I saw last year get inducted. But, you know, I know these people very well, and I'm looking forward to a very good evening tomorrow night.
Well, I just got an update from UV and Delhi, and I'm told that it's scoreless to start the second half between the Storm and the Bulldogs. And that's two high-powered offenses, but it appears the defense is what's happening there.
Yeah, I mean, you went over there to watch the Delhi game that was 8-0,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe it is about the defense over there.
Well, we'll see them again next weekend, folks. Mark your calendars next Friday night. It's going to be Delhi hosting Walton on a Friday night, not a Saturday game. They don't have lights at either of those schools, but Delhi bringing in lights for Friday night next week. They're going to have a military appreciation night. They'll be honoring local volunteers for the police department, fire department, and EMS. We'll be there. I think it's going to be great.
Well-deserved, and you know what? I think it's going to be really, really strange watching Walton and Delhi play under the lights.
I know.
Because they were always this 1 o'clock Saturday game, you know, and you know, we'd get done with whatever we were, where we were the Friday night, and we'd be in film watching stuff, and then all of a sudden we'd be like, we got to get over there, and we'd take off, and you'd make the game, and I'll tell you, you want to talk about two well-attended fan-based games together. I mean, that'll be huge. That'll almost be like Main and Well and Forks.
I think it's going to be great. Of course, Delhi has that big hill
right
on the side of their field, and you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing that thing packed and a lot of people tailgating and just having fun, and we'll be there, and I can't wait to see how they set it all up.
Yeah, it'll be really neat to see. Like I said, the bringing in lights for something like that, when it's something that is such a great honor, and what makes me proud to say I'm an American, and, you know, and I really do thank everybody out there that has served our country and those that are still serving today.
Yes, me too. They don't get enough praise, that's for sure. So thank you for their service. And we'll take a quick break. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Of course, folks, it's going to be fuel oil season here. Before you know it, call Mirabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. When we come back, we'll hear from BG head coach Jim Mosier, again, at the half. BG on the road, leading Unitigo in a division game, 22-20. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.